Hello and welcome to episode 74 of the Drive the Green podcast. I'm your host, Matty B. Joined, as always, by Bronell and Harv. On this episode, we are going to recap Brooks Koepka's win at the WGC FedEx St. Jude. It's a mouthful. We're going to get into Colin Morikawa's first career victory at the Barracuda. Ooh, Barracuda.
Do we just find our song?
Maybe.
Hope not.
That song will be coming up later. We're also going to get into the news. We got lots to talk about this week. No guests, though. We'll get into that a little bit later on. Got ghosted. Pun intended. But before we get into it, just want to thank our sponsor, Player Golf, PLYRGolf.com. Use the promo code DriveTheGreen for 30% off your order. And also, Drive the Green is now a member, as I mentioned last week, of the Saskatchewan Podcast Network, presented by Kinexus. Harv's going to test out the ad read this week. Can't wait to get that.
Looking forward to it.
Good luck.
Good luck. Before we get into it, though, it's another week down. We all had weeks. I guess it's time to talk about them. For mine, didn't do a lot. Went to a wedding at a mansion.
It's wedding season.
It's wedding season. Went to a wedding in a mansion. Found out later. So it was at a lake. Found out later that when I first got there, I thought this was a cabin. And it's $3 million for sure. Blew my mind. Then I found out afterwards it's actually their house. So, I mean, it's still $3 million, but it's their house.
Not the same.
Not the same. But still, it was amazing. Blew my mind. So that was, I mean, I can kind of gloss over that.
One of my favorite things right now is the fact that I don't have any weddings to go to. Like,
We're all old.
I just don't have any for maybe one more, like when my brother gets married, but that's a big if. And
big ol' if.
But until then it's like not to like a next generation type things.
Nieces and nephews start getting married.
Yep. Kids. So I got like a good 10 year gap here.
Yep.
We're getting, I'm kind of the same way. This is the first summer, probably in like 8, that I haven't had multiple. That was like, that was my only wedding so far.
Yeah. And like, weddings suck to go to.
I'm the opposite. I love weddings. I'm a big high kick dancer guy.
Yeah, but
when shout
it's
hits.
Always hot, and like if you don't get like absolutely wasted, they're terrible.
Oh, it was hot on Saturday.
Yeah.
Like we're talking 35. I like to wear an undershirt underneath my clothes. I love to have cotton on my skin.
The stupidest thing ever.
Wasn't he wearing an undershirt last men's night when it was like 38 above?
No, remember I said this is the first time all summer that I haven't worn a cotton undershirt.
Oh, Band-Aids on the nips.
Yes. It's happened before. So then I parlayed men's night with, obviously wore cotton shirt Wednesday, Thursday, as per usual to work. Then went to the wedding. It was 35 degrees outside. I think that converts like 97. I'm not sure. No?
For all the American listeners?
Yeah, lots of them. Lots of them. I can see the stats. There's lots.
You're so kind.
Something like 97 degrees. So I also had to wear it. But then the temperature dropped like crazy because it was right on the lake, freezing at about 9 o'clock at night.
So you were laughing.
It wasn't.
You had the shirt on underneath.
No, I didn't. That's what I'm saying. I didn't wear it again.
I wasn't. And
I was freezing. Yeah, I wasn't paying attention. So I did that on Saturday. And then on Friday, I had a chance to take my kids to the Lion King. Harv also went to the Lion King this week.
I went last week, yep.
You went last week, so we've all seen it. We need to talk about this. I have a bone to pick with the people that made this movie. Don't get me wrong, the CGI, like it looked like real animals.
Not going to take anything. The CGI was amazing.
Amazing. Looked like animals acting, which was the whole point of it. Problem I have is they changed some parts, and they were all the key parts of the movie. Like, for instance, when he says "Long live the king" and Scar throws Mufasa off the edge, it's like "Long live the king." In the movie, the remake is like "Long live the king," like there's nothing there. Pumbaa, like Hakuna Matata, they completely ruined that song.
No, they didn't ruin it.
They ruined it.
Pumbaa were the best part of the movie.
Sorry for the spoilers that people haven't seen it yet.
It's exactly the same as the.
I will.
Except for your like explaining all the changes.
They changed like the emphasis of how lines were said in this one. That were key lines, like that one, for example, and like
Yeah.
I can't think of any examples.
Oh, no, I can think of six more.
But there's a lot where it's like a big line from the cartoon, and then it's just like a whatever line in this one.
For instance, when Rafiki or whatever finds out that Simba's alive, and he's like, he's alive. He's alive. No, he's just like, Simba's alive. That's
Rafiki
it.
Rafiki was terrible in this. Yeah. It's like they didn't want to make him talk, but he still talked, kind of. Like
Seth Rogen as Pumbaa was the only casting hit. Everyone else stunk. By the end of it, Timon was better. All the other voices made no sense. They changed.
You didn't like Donald?
No.
He was okay. Scar stunk.
Stunk.
They changed James Earl Jones. Not James Earl Jones. What's his name?
Mm-hmm.
Is that his name?
James Earl Jones.
Like, why didn't he just do it the exact same? It's an iconic voice. He changed how he said things.
It doesn't make any sense.
The kid Simba was terrible.
The kid Simba it was like a 35-year-old man doing it.
It sounded terrible. Mm,
yeah. So, granted, pretty much one of the other lines was when Pumbaa's like, "They call me Mr. Pig."
Yeah, wasn't even in it.
Wasn't even in the movie.
No.
I was also disappointed that they didn't do like the hula thing, the distraction.
Oh,
they changed that.
Are you aching? Yep, yep. Force of bacon. Yep, yep, yep.
They changed up all the hyena talk too. Hey.
Yep. Oh, and you couldn't understand the main hyena. It was just bad voice acting. And yeah, they changed the main parts. My favorite part of the first movie is when Simba's running home and there's like that overlay of his feet running in the desert and then him running behind it. Didn't even do it. They changed that whole song to a Beyonce song when he was going back home.
Yeah. Yep.
The worst. All I wanted to hear was that Usabe Usabo Usa. You know that song?
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone else knows.
But at least you got to see the trailer for Cats.
I was going to say that.
Speaking of nightmares.
Like, the movie was just like fine, considering they've done a pretty good job on the remake so far. This one was just kind of, it's okay. Like, that's it.
Yeah. Lion King. That's the I'm sure many of the listeners who have seen it or will see it, probably not going anymore, but sorry to change your mind, but at least I saved you $47. Because
like Aladdin was the best. Way better.
I haven't seen Aladdin yet.
It's unbelievable.
Still don't buy it.
Yeah.
But that Cats trailer
is terrifying.
Like, terrifying.
Why can't they either go full humans or full CGI like The Lion King? It's like a mix of CGI bodies but with human cat faces.
Yeah.
It's terrifying.
And like there's like some big names in that. Like how did it come about that they went up to like Dame Judi Dench and were like, listen to this idea. You're going to kind of wear this weird cat head.
No, but you know what they did is they went up to her and said, you want to be in Cats? She said, yes. And then they signed a contract and then they told her, it's not actually Cats. It's
like they just should have made them costumes.
Oh, it's the worst.
Like make the musical, but a movie.
Do yourself a favor and go check that out.
Yeah,
it's
frightening.
The trailer for Cats.
Yeah. T Swift in it, though.
Yep. Well, she's going to be good in it. So anyway, you guys do anything? We're burning the midnight oil on this episode, waiting for Bronell to finish throwing bales around or whatever you were doing tonight.
Oh, yeah, three nights in a row. I don't know. I put on a lot of strength in the last few days. I'm worried about my leg putting.
Oh, really? Uh-oh.
Well, I'm going to be blowing it past like 10 feet probably. Yeah.
How many bales do you think you've thrown in the last 3 days?
Several hundred.
Would you say that you've done more exercise in the past 3 days than you have in the previous 362 days?
Easily.
Yeah. Not bad.
Where are you throwing these?
Up into the loft, up under the truck, everywhere.
I'd fake an injury.
Yeah, she was hot.
Yeah,
I got home, had a shower. Backwards. You know when you blow your snot out in the shower?
No.
It was filthy. You don't do that?
No. I blow it not in the shower. I have the hardest time blowing.
What's wrong with you?
I have the hardest time blowing.
Pipes. It's all pipes.
It's all pipes.
For a guy that pisses in the shower.
I piss in my shower all the time. Because it's all pipes. It is. It's all pipes. No, I have a hard time blowing snot rockets because I never know where they go. Never.
Straight down.
You would think so. And someone's told me. Like I've
The
heard
shower
that,
is a great place to practice that.
Yeah.
I'll give you that. But also when they're in the shower, if it's like a wet, like the fluidy snot, you can't tell where it's going because it just blends in with the water. It's not like a green snot on the ground.
Like these ones are visible.
Who cares?
But what I'm saying is The worst, nothing worse than blowing a snot rocket, being like, I think it went straight down, and finding it on your pant leg.
Or in your hair.
Couple days later. That's why you practice in the shower.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
Never, not much of a snot rocket guy. I'm a picker. I'd rather get it out of there the good old fashioned way with my fingernail.
Not wrong.
It is effective. Yeah. You're right. Yep.
It's one of the hardest things I have to do at work. It's like the biggest job I have at work is picking my nose without my coworkers seeing it.
It's a grind, yeah.
It's a grind, yeah. Harv, you do anything this week?
Lion King, golfed. That's it.
Good.
That's all I got.
Sounds amazing.
Yeah, that sounds like a
couple more rounds
week.
This week coming up. So
I will say the best part of the wedding was I wasn't super hungover the next day, but I was hungover enough to use it as a reason to sit around and watch golf all Sunday. And it worked out nicely because there was two tournaments.
Three tournaments.
Four
tournaments.
Well, they only really showed three.
Yeah. Four tournaments.
There was four on, actually.
No, they showed all four. Yep. So I got to watch everything. And it worked out nicely because Brooks pretty much had the FedEx St. Jude wrapped up right as the leaders teed off in the Barracuda. So I guess we'll cover, I kind of want to cover Barracuda first. Harv says no. We'll listen to Harv. Bruno, what do you want to do?
Well, I mean, I watched more of the Barracuda, but.
Yep. Because and we can more, go, we can honestly, Barracuda Morikawa's first. Bigger story.
Our guy was in there.
Our guy. Morikawa is on, we got to talk about his run. Sure, Brooks is on a big run and he won a boatload of money this weekend, but Morikawa has played 6 professional tournaments and he's 46th in the FedEx Cup rankings. Two, three weeks ago, we were talking about Matthew Wolf. He beat Morikawa in that tournament, and now Morikawa wins this tournament while Matthew Wolf's playing in the WGC event. Like, these guys...
He's a robot.
It's like Victor Hovland doesn't even exist anymore. Two guys have won, and he's... Well, he does.
He's there, yeah.
These three, like, it just... doesn't stop with
I
these
think
three.
I still think like everyone's talking about this Morikawa, but like Matthew Wolf won a harder tournament.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Like there was no one in this tournament other than like our guy Roger Sloan.
Yep.
Oh, there was guys. There's still professional golfers.
But the 3M had way better people in it.
Like the top 40 players in the world or 50 or whatever were all in the WGC.
I believe prior to last tournament I sorted by the FedEx Cup rankings, and I think they had 5 or 6 in the top 100 in this tournament.
Isn't John Chin a young guy too?
I believe so. Not that young though.
Also,
I was yesterday's years old.
Yesterday years old. Yep.
Yeah, when I found out that he was left-handed.
Who?
John Chin.
Today years old.
There you go.
More of them coming up. You're going to have more picks to make next year. More guys to pick from.
Yeah.
Yep. Texas Course Horse, Ryan Palmer was up there too. But
let's start with the WGC though.
No, we're already into it. We gotta keep talking about it.
Okay.
Dakota?
Yeah. Absolutely Dakota.
Dakota. Dakota Matata.
See, it's in my brain. Don't get me wrong, Morikawa winning was great. But Roger Sloan, our boy, was up there all week and just sputtered just a little bit between holes 4 and 14. Played them 2 over, just couldn't get it rolling. But
so 2 over is
-2.
Okay.
So they played this Stableford, which we didn't talk about necessarily last week because we want to talk about this week. I love that.
I enjoyed it. I like how
it promotes scoring.
Yeah, it promotes scoring, and I like how at the end a guy can go out and win the tournament on the 18th hole. Like, Troy Merritt could have won the tournament with an eagle on 18.
So,
whereas, I guess that kind of happens in real tournaments too.
But they kept harping on that. They're like, this is exactly why they set it up to play the Stableford.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he's just down by one shot in a regular tournament. If he eagles, he wins.
Like, I know,
it's
but
the
if,
same
if
general
it's,
concept.
Yeah. But it's like a birdie... if you're down by 4, like a birdie won't tie you. You need an eagle to win it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of neat that way.
I do like that style of it. And I love that a birdie's worth 2 and a bogey's worth 1.
Minus one.
Yeah, no, but just so guys are constantly taking risks, and you can't get worse than a double bogey.
Yeah, guys,
that's
can
the
just
best
pick
part.
Up.
You can just pick it up. Yep. So guys are just constantly, if they get a penalty shot, they're going for it. Like, they can take all these risks knowing that if it's a par five, I'm going for it because an eagle's worth five and a birdie's worth two.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a great, is gimmick the word, but I don't know.
Gimmick is exactly
it's
the word.
It's a gimmick.
Okay, yeah. But it works for the PGA Tour to do like a Stableford scoring tournament for us.
Well, you'd have to modify it.
No way. I would love it. I get to shoot under par, a negative score for the first time in my life. Yeah.
Well, you'd have to make pars worth 1 point.
Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah,
you'd modify it that way.
But still,
you could make.
Yeah.
You ain't getting to plus 47 or whatever.
In four rounds? No.
Yeah.
No, like, but you could play it and see. Well, this week, let's do it for fun.
Yeah, we'll modify one.
Okay, sure. Yeah,
for funsies, this men's night round, we'll report back to the listeners next week with our Stableford scores this week.
Eagle's got to be worth like 10.
100.
Are we modifying it or are we playing actual?
1,000.
Are we modifying it for ourselves or are we playing actual?
Well, we can play actual if you want.
I think we should play actual so that everyone knows.
See all the minuses?
Yeah. Because
Yeah. Sure.
Because if pars
I think I'm going to be right around
even. Because pars are worth nothing, right?
Yeah, I'm going to be right around even. I think I'm going to get two birdies, which is four, and four bogeys.
So you're going to
shoot 73.
You're going to
shoot. Okay.
You heard it here first.
Okay.
Okay.
I like your confidence.
Two birdies
and
four bogeys.
A rare thing from you.
Yeah, thanks. What else you got on the list there, Harv, for...
Oh, I got a big one here. It was a huge missed opportunity with the trophy that they have for this.
Because it's not a fish?
Yeah, like the Barracuda is like a cool looking fish. You could have made a cool trophy and it's just like
a crystal one.
No, not a crystal one, but this is just like a piece of wood with like a metal sheet stuck in it.
Yep.
Sounds terrible. I didn't even see it.
Yeah, it's not great.
Yeah, it's pretty much exactly what Harv described. Just a piece of wood with a
I'm sure
a chloroplast sign stuck
yeah.
to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's...
I'm like, sure Colin's not too mad about getting that one, but...
Nope, at all.
What else did I
he
have?
Did play lights out, though.
He
birdied the last three holes.
He was sitting... Well, after I predicted him to win with four holes left.
Yep, bro.
I said Morikawa was going to win this thing in
our
group chat.
Wow, that's so
bold. He was
way
down.
No, he wasn't. He was in second or third place when you said he's going to win.
And then he birdied the next four holes.
Yeah, from second place.
Wow.
The guy in second is going to win this tournament.
You know what?
Wow.
I think this guy in second might win this thing.
I think he was in third at the time.
Oh, yeah.
And he was way back.
Tied for third.
There was a whole bunch of
guys.
There was a whole bunch of names up there, though. T3.
Yeah. Including our boy Roger.
Man, Morikawa was hitting like six irons like everyone else. Just hits a wedge. Like,
yeah?
It was unbelievable.
Yeah, it was. I mean.
The control he has
with
those irons.
He's a good
player.
Yeah. He was attacking pins.
He's not even putting well.
No, he was just attacking pins.
I saw a stat saying he's like over 100th in putting.
Like this week?
No, like for the 6 weeks he's played on tour.
Hmm.
He's like in the hundreds for strokes gained putting. And he's...
That's because he keeps missing 8-footers.
Makes you think about how important putting is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's not, I guess.
You just said he was putting amazing this week.
No, he's not.
His like proximity to the hole was like 10 feet and he just kept missing putts.
Yeah.
Whatever. What about that weather they had?
They had some weather.
Like that storm was insane.
Storm was insane. Just a huge hailstorm that rolled through there and then they had to play, I think, in threesomes on Saturday.
Like good on the course for being able to handle that and dry out. Because like there was like lakes in the middle of the fairway.
Yeah.
But it was hot too, right? So.
Oh, Mosquito Central.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Speaking of fun weather, this is off tangent, but how about that grasshopper plague that's going through Vegas right now? Did you guys
see
that?
Crazy. I saw the video yesterday.
Biblical.
Yeah.
It is. Nuts. Anyway, that was kind of cool.
We've had that in Saskatchewan before.
Oh, yeah.
I think 85, year we were born.
Yeah. Well, can't give it away. Can't give it away.
Hmm?
Yeah, I think Harv was 12 in 85.
Well, back on track here.
Yeah, sorry.
Actually, Bruno had a good comment about David Duval with that weather delay.
Oh, yeah.
saying he was going to miss some time in the booth because he had to finish his round on Saturday.
How mad do you think he was?
I don't think he got paid for that.
I don't think so. And he's got to be pissed off because when he knows he's getting paid either way. If I miss the cut, I'm in the booth on the weekend. But then having a Saturday cut, then he only gets one day, so he probably gets prorated.
Colt Nose took a spot.
Yeah,
Colt did really well.
Colt's doing really well. That's a few times now he's been in the booth.
Maybe he'll replace Gary McCord.
Oh, man. I had a hard time. Hard time with Gary again this week.
I thought you were going to talk about my comment about Duval being under par or being minus eight or whatever.
Sure. Yeah. That was a good one, too. Is that what you were fishing for? Or?
I think he was, yep.
Several likes on Twitter on that one.
Several.
Whoa.
Several's anything more than two, right? It's a few.
Yeah.
Did you hear about that Mark Wilson guy in the Barracuda?
Yeah. That was the guy that self-DQ'd or whatever?
Because he, I mean, good on him.
What did he do?
He was using the wrong yardage books with the bigger greens grids. That's now illegal.
Where'd he get a hold of that then?
Probably from last year's tournament.
Jeez.
Bryson probably got it for him or something.
Yeah. That nothing worse than, he just didn't pick up the issued one this year.
Maybe he had his notes or something.
Yeah, probably had one from last year with his notes in it.
But I mean, you got guys like that who self-DQ, and then you got the Sung Kangs of the world who cheat the other way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah,
it's a fact.
Xander Schauffele's too.
We'll get into that. That's not
that's in the news.
That's not on him.
No,
it's in the news.
That's all I had for
that's Barracuda. All, yeah. I think that's
Roger
good
Sloan was the big story there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big old Sloan.
What about the other Canadians?
What about them? There was not others in there?
Well, yeah. They were in the tournament.
Yeah. Well, Svensson was there, missed the cut. Who else was there? Hearn was there, he missed the cut. Yeah, let me just.
Did they all miss the cut?
Oh, no. Sorry. Hearn was T-34.
T-54. Right.
And Svensson was 65th.
Yeah.
So neither of them missed the cut.
Yeah,
Silverman missed the cut.
I was going the other way. Yep. I was looking above the line, up below the line.
And Mike Weir missed the cut.
Yeah, minus
Dang.
Seven. He tied David Duval. So.
Seven under. The other thing we could talk about is Johnny Vegas pulled WD because his kid was being born.
Yeah, I saw that. Yep.
Yep. Hmm. That was a fun little fact. You want to get into WGC now?
Yeah, why not?
So there was another tournament going on.
Should.
I don't know, with like 45 of the top 50 players in the world or something like that. I guess we'll talk about that one.
It was essentially a major championship, but yeah.
Yeah, yes. Brooks Koepka basically ran away with it Sunday.
Sunday he did.
Yeah.
After Rory.
Rory'd. So that was his third non-major win.
Yeah.
Right? I think he's got seven, four majors.
Yeah.
Yes, that's correct.
Yep.
I mean, it's good for him to add a WGC, but it's kind of taking away from his brand.
His brand, yeah.
I would say this was the biggest win of his career.
What? What are we doing here?
I'm out of here.
Hear me out.
Okay. You know what? I'll hear you out.
With this win.
I'll look at you. My ears aren't turned on, but I'm looking at you.
With this win, he won $1.745 million.
Okay, I know where
you're
this
just talking
is
going cash.
Now. Yeah. Yeah.
He also won $2 million for being first place
in the Wyndham Rewards.
The Wyndham Rewards of the FedEx Cup. He's clinched first place, so he gets $2 million for that.
Yep.
And he won an extra $1 million for the Aon Risk Reward Challenge, which is certain holes throughout the year they take your score on, and he has the lowest score on all those. So he won another $1 million. So this week he won $4.745 million for one tournament.
So, yes, it was the biggest win, dollars-wise.
Yeah.
That's
Sorry,
literally the only thing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was,
yeah.
I'm glad you could clarify for us.
Because he's only bringing home just under $2 million
for those
majors.
It was his fifth biggest win ever.
Yes.
I'd say.
Four majors than it. Yep.
Depends how you grade it, I guess, but...
Just in
dollars wise, it was definitely
general terms. It's fifth.
And considering he showed up 45 minutes for his tee time on Sunday
and didn't have a bogey,
yeah, it's unbelievable.
Yeah,
he's just a regular guy,
yeah. And like his
a regular, everyday, normal guy,
yeah.
Remember that video?
Which one?
Regular, everyday, normal guy.
No, I don't.
From Taco from the league, He used to do a bunch of like music videos.
Oh, I don't remember that.
You have to watch. You haven't seen those?
No.
Oh, man.
Nope.
He's like got that one.
From the league or it's just
no,
that,
it's just no, like it's another game. YouTube video. It's called Everyday Normal Guy and he's the best.
I'd have to.
He's got another one called High as Fuck, but yeah. It's for another day.
So he shows up. He pretty much showed up on the timeline of every normal regular guy.
Yeah.
What was it?
Everyday normal guy.
Okay. Yeah. Show up 45 minutes. Yeah, you shank a few shots. Like, yeah, so someone on Twitter today said.
I saw that too.
He had the same thing as me, except replace all these with shank a few shots, miss a bunch of putts, and head to the first tee. Yeah. But that's exactly what he did. But at the same time, I bet you he started his warm-up 2 hours before. He just does it all warming up his body.
Maybe.
As compared to...
We'll never know.
Yeah, but we'll never know.
Also, he probably knew that since he was paired with Rory and he stinks on Sundays when he's in the final group this year.
Okay, yeah. Before we get to Rory, I just wanted to ask, whose shot tracer do you like watching more, Brooks Koepka or Bubba Watson?
Bubba.
Mm-mm. Watching Brooks, like, they're so straight. It's ridiculous.
They are, yep.
No one hits it that straight.
There's tons of guys that do.
Nope.
You're looking at one. This guy. I do hit it really straight. It might not be going at the on the line that I was aiming at.
Straight but right. Yeah.
It does go straight. Like you guys are both shot shapers, and I always tell you guys when we're out there, I'm like, how can you guys just not hit the ball straight?
I'd love to.
Yeah.
Just can't.
But I can.
Yeah.
So, to me, I would take Bubba's because I can't.
I think watching Brooks's is the coolest thing. Like, when he just ropes a driver, like, it's insane.
Yeah, I can't hit a driver straight, but I can hit irons.
I don't know. It's not the same. Like, when Brooks hits it, it's just, like, it's just straight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They might doctor those
Jason Day. Jason Day hits it super straight, too, but his are a mile in the air. I like his. He's got a good shot tracer, too. But yeah. I'll give you that. They're definitely their own, whereas Bubba's is pretty nuts.
Yeah, whatever. It's nuts. Okay.
I like Bubba's more, just...
Because he's left-handed?
Yeah. That would be different.
Okay, let's get to Rory.
Yeah, I mean...
Was he in the final pairing at the Canadian Open? Yes.
Mm. Yeah, because he won it.
I know he won it. Doesn't mean he was in the final pairing.
He was, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So that was his lone, you know, good showing on Sunday this year. Because all the other ones have been terrible.
Yeah, imagine if he was good on Sunday. He'd have like 8 wins.
Yeah. Yep. I guess he won the players, but that was...
He was in the final group?
No, he wasn't.
And... Yeah, this is just so we can tie these two together. I think John Rahm might be the new Charlie Hoffman.
Starts off hot.
Mr. Thursday. 62 on Thursday and then just...
It wasn't that bad, though. 71, 68, 69.
That's bad.
Well.
It's not great.
We shot 8 under. Great. He shot 3 under.
Yeah.
Or 2 under.
5 under.
Yeah. Was that 5?
Oh, it must have been par 70, eh?
Yeah.
Yep.
Was.
Yep, 200 then.
Yeah. So, I mean...
Not special.
Not the greatest, but yeah, back to Rory. Sorry to change the subject there, but back to Rory, yeah, like... Just wilted.
Just
par,
couldn't
par,
make
par,
a putt.
Par, par, par,
like, he
par,
wasn't
par.
Hitting it overly bad on Sunday this time. He just couldn't putt.
There was, I can't recall what hole it was, but Rory had a birdie putt, and Brooks was staring at par... staring at a birdie, it was like 15 feet, and Rory's was like 5 feet.
Hole 2.
Yeah, and then Brooks hit it, and Rory missed his. And just like that, it was a 2-shot swing the opposite way, or a 1-shot swing instead of a 2-shot swing. Like, everyone thought, for sure, Brooks is going to par it, Rory's going to birdie, and it was the opposite.
Yep.
That was 2?
It was a 2 or 3. I think it was hole 2. Yep.
Yeah, Rory missed, like, it was just, you're not going to win a tournament if you don't make putts. So.
3.
3.
Number par 5, yep. Sorry.
So that's where it kind of all changed for me, I think.
I mean, Brooks hits it better than everyone else, right? So as long as he's making putts, he's going to win every week.
I was watching the coverage too. Fuck, I'm having a hard time misremembering.
Oh, boy.
They even said...
can't remember how to speak
either. The guys in the booth were like, who do you think hits... Do you think Brooks can hit it as far as Rory or whatever? And they asked, like, the guy walking with the group. And the guy just, like, straight up, no. And then right after that, they showed it. Brooks hit it, like, 310, and Rory hit it 343. like right after the guy's like, do you think you're going to end up with a safe spot here? The guy's like, the guy on the course is like, no. And then sure enough, I'm standing up here at Rory's ball and we're 30 yards past Brooks's.
I don't think anyone can hit it as far as Rory when like they absolutely max out. I don't think anyone can hit it farther than Rory.
Cam Champ can.
Maybe Champ.
He can, yeah.
But like DJ maybe averages more, but I don't think he can Rory's dial it up like Rory can. No.
Yeah.
And Bubba's got way too much cut on his ball now.
Yeah. And he doesn't get nearly the rollout.
No.
Because of that.
Yeah. But Champ can definitely touch Rory's numbers.
Yep, maybe.
Yep.
Some fun finishes as well from Webb and Leishman.
Yeah.
Webb swing baffles.
Baffles me.
It's weird, hey?
That whip?
Yes, at it's the end. So fast and he just like whips it around.
Yeah. It makes no sense.
Like it starts so slow, his downswing is just like three times faster. Like it's just insane. It's, then he just
once
whips
he gets,
it across.
It's once he gets to belt level on the follow through, that makes no sense to me.
It doesn't.
Like how he just like
it looks so out of control.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah, like lassoes it over his head or something. It's so weird. And every time it's every shot and every time I'm just like, fuck, where's that going? Oh, it's perfect.
Especially with like fairway woods. Like he just like whips it around and then they just come in like high and soft and
And I think I said last week on the pod that he's leading the tour in scrambling.
Well, I like him now.
Should have taken him.
Yep.
We both should have taken him hard.
Well, there's a tournament this week. There's a tournament this week.
I guess I should have taken him.
Since we're talking about shot making and guys in the top of the leaderboard, have you noticed that Matthew Fitzpatrick takes very little time to, like, he steps up, he addresses the ball with one hand and immediately, like, puts the other hand on the club and swings?
No, I didn't notice that.
Next time you see it, watch. He, like, step up to it with one hand behind the ball, and as soon as his second hand touches the club, it's like back.
You'd think I know that weird. Since I'm a big Fitzy guy.
Yeah. It's
there's
super
no
weird.
Sergio regripping going on there.
I had to look at it a couple times. Like I was like, okay, the next time he goes, I'm gonna see if he does the same thing. Yep, same thing.
Yeah.
It was weird. Like I found that up.
We talked about Rom already, but it's good to see he's still that like hothead powder.
Yep.
That he's getting known for.
I noticed he has, we both have spiders.
His is different.
The dual engine one. He's got a toe balance. And not, it doesn't have the little kink in the shaft for the face balance.
Right.
Same with Rory, same thing. Toe balance, where it's just the straight shaft into the edge of the putter. Doesn't have that little kink to.
And yours is black. And his
yeah,
is red.
They both have red ones, yep.
Yeah. I don't like those.
I like the jet engine ones from last year more than the little
big ones?
No, so Rom has like the jet engine with the two little prongs like I do. Whereas this year's spiders are the they have like just like little nubs. Rory's got one of those. Mine and John's are cooler.
Sure. Whatever you say, man.
How about Spieth turned in a Sunday finally?
Mm-hmm. Game's on point. And Patrick,
maybe the birthday
Patrick
had
Reed's,
something to do with that.
Yeah, could be. We'll get into that birthdays. Patrick Reed's kind of putting together a little bit of a run here, too, at the end of the year.
T12?
Yeah. Do you want to pull up his recent finishes?
No.
Okay. Yes.
I don't care.
You do?
Yeah.
Are you calling me out?
Yeah.
All right.
I don't give a care.
Well, here we go. Oh, that's bellworthy, hey? Yeah, okay, okay.
It. He just wants to use that thing.
Yeah. I don't even think anyone could hear that bell. I could barely hear it. There.
Ooh, there's a good one.
Patrick Reed's last few tournaments.
Yeah, pretty good.
T12, 10, T23, and T5 counting backwards. Not bad.
Not bad.
Not bad. So, yeah.
Okay.
Slowly creeping back into relevancy, just like Spieth.
Cantlay really shit the bed on the Saturday, hey? Him and the mannequin boy.
Yeah, I had Cantlay in my picks.
Yeah, well, they both shot 73s and they both shot 68 on the weekend.
They had one. You can't have that one bad round.
Can't have a bad round.
Nope.
Too many guys having four good ones.
Yep. Our boy Connors, though.
Yeah.
He up did. There again.
Yeah, he was. Well, I mean, T27 is not really up there in this tournament.
Still a good payday, though, for him.
Oh, yeah.
What about William finally showing up again?
Yeah, where has Billy Horschel been?
Check his.
Oh, you got another one?
He's probably been fine-tuning his wardrobe.
I can't find
Remember when I made fun of the hoodie?
Way up.
I love the hoodie.
Do you know?
Yeah. Well, I wear that hoodie all the time when it's cold.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so. The quarter zip.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with a hood on the golf course, really.
Nothing wrong at all. Let's see where Billy Horschel's been over the past little while here.
I don't think he's in the President's Cup talk, that's for sure.
So
wasn't that
it's not that bad.
T9, but that's a long
cut at the Open.
He hasn't been playing.
He's played two tournaments in the last month.
Yeah,
cut at the Open.
Well,
before
that
was T17.
Is a charity event. Like, yeah, I didn't even know.
So
that
he played
was
the U.S.
thing.
Open. Then he played one tournament. Then he played the Open. I mean, he's finished well, but he just isn't playing.
That charity classic was a 1 day thing.
Has he been hurt? Like, why is he playing so little?
Don't know. Saving himself.
Maybe.
He's getting old.
He is getting old. Do you want to talk about Twizzer?
Well, how he finished dead last?
Twizzer finished dead last. He's ghosting me.
Well, Keegan Bradley was second last.
Twizzer needs to get on the pod quick.
He needs that Roger Sloan bump.
Yeah.
Yeah.
DTG bump's a thing since Roger. Well, he.
It was more of me caddying for him at the Canadian Open.
He did take a break.
I missed clubbing him, but.
Yeah.
No,
T7.
Perfect club, pin high.
T7, first week after being on the show for the second time. Might have to reach out to a couple other guys that have been on the pod for a two-timers club.
We might have to put a resume together for, all the pod bumps.
Yeah, some of them are a little bit shorter than others, but...
You know who could use a DTG bump? Phil. He's terrible.
Yeah, he's speaking of getting old, showing his age.
Yeah, Phil, if you're listening... Feel free to hop on.
I'm assuming he's listening. Should we talk about DJ?
If you want, it's your guy.
What do you got to talk about for DJ?
Well, he changed putters this week.
And grips.
He changed putters before the week. He went from the Spider.
He's a blade
back
now?
Back to a blade guy. Then he changed putter grips, like how he holds the putter mid-round on Thursday.
And turned it around.
Said, yeah. Screw it.
Went so, like 4-under in the back or something.
So was he working on something and then went back to the old way, or was it the other way around?
No, because last year he did the same thing and switched. Like last year he was a left-hand low guy, or right-hand low if you're left-handed, like cross-handed.
Yep.
And then he switched to regular putting last year, and then now he's switched back to left-hand low.
He switched mid-round back to left-hand low?
Yep.
I don't know. I don't know how. I don't think I could switch putter grips. I thought about it this year, but I've had the same putter grip for the last 20 years, and I just don't think I could ever change.
Yeah, and you're a finger down the shaft guy.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
Yeah, super weird.
Brooks does it.
Yeah. You ain't Brooks.
Newsflash. You ain't Brooks.
Hey.
Brooksy.
Closer than you guys are. Like I put the finger down the shaft. You guys don't.
You're closer. Oh, closer to Brooks than us. Well, yeah. I hit the ball dead straight.
Oh, right. I guess you're close.
I'm closer.
I wear a thong.
Did you guys see Jenna Sims spill red wine all over
her rear end? What? No, I didn't.
Oh, she was wearing white pants and there was red wine all over the back.
I did notice
backside.
Her wardrobe, but I didn't notice the pants, all the shirts, all the pictures I saw.
It was red wine? It's a legit question.
Yes, it was red wine. Yes.
Okay, just answer the question.
Last
thing I have is Sergio's at it again.
Sergio's there. That was a good video that came out because Sergio with a little bit of damage on the tee boxes.
That was a good one, yep.
Yep.
And in honor, I have a top five.
Oh, wow. Oh, a little surprise top five from our...
Surprise top five.
What is
top five... I guess we call it meltdowns or temper tantrums of 2019.
Oh, wow. On tour?
On tour.
On tour, yep.
So I'm not on there?
On tour.
On tour.
Okay.
Number five.
Good.
Henrik Stenson breaking his club over his knee at the British Open.
Wow, number five.
Yep.
Thought that'd be higher.
Shanking it and then
it's just,
breaking
you think
it
it's higher because it's fresh in your memory.
Yep.
Yeah.
But it was a good one.
Number four, also from the British Open, Graham McDowell kicking his bag.
Yep.
That was funny.
Yeah, like he booted that thing.
Yeah, hard. Yeah.
Number three.
He broke something in there.
Had to. Probably the bobblehead doll you'd give to someone if he hit them. And honorable mention for McDowell was his just general bad mood at the Canadian Open when he flubbed that chip.
Just an Yeah, yeah, right in front of us. Yeah,
because that guy's cell phone went off.
Sure it did.
It was yours.
It wasn't mine.
I still think it was Harv's.
My phone is always on silent, and why would I have it out? My face was in that guy's belly.
Yeah, you
he's not going to know, Harv. He'll never find
out. It wasn't me, Graham. Number three, Patrick Reed breaking his wedge over his knee when he flubbed that chip at the U.S. Open.
Yep.
I was in the bar in Chamberlain.
Solid one.
When I saw that.
Number two, Sergio earlier this year in the bunker.
Yeah.
When he had the major meltdown and just took a few good whacks.
Yep.
Number one, I had a hard time figuring this out. It's Bronell, number four at the Hillcrest.
You're in it.
Taking a chunk out of the green after a missed putt.
Yeah, nothing like swinging to hit your, like, so everyone's done this. Get mad enough where you swing and try to hit the ball off the green as hard as you can into wherever you want to hit it.
Towards the cart somewhere.
Toward the cart.
Yeah.
And hit it. Not everyone misses by about 6 inches and takes a beaver tail out of the green.
It wasn't that bad.
It was that bad.
And to my credit, it was a complete accident.
Sure. Like,
this wasn't on purpose.
Whatever helps you sleep at night.
I had never, wreck a green on purpose, so.
Okay, sure.
Well, I'm sure Sergio didn't mean to wreck that tee box either.
Oh, yes, he did. Yes, he did. I think I was like 100 out and I made like a 5 or 6.
Yeah, something like that.
A par 4.
And I had one honorable mention, well, I guess two with the GMAC one. But just John Rahm's general behavior when things start going south.
Just he's a walking meltdown.
He's like he's always T1 on that list.
Someone looking at him the wrong way to just choking someone in the gallery.
He's always T1.
But yeah, that was a surprise top.
I like
top
it.
Five.
Damn,
I like it. Unfortunately, for yourself, that top five is going to get piggybacked by the news. Are we going into the news?
Well, no, we still got to do birthday shots of the week.
Oh, okay, perfect.
Chat yourself.
Okay, perfect.
Oh, good
shots of the week.
Harv's running this ep.
What do you got?
What do I got? I don't have anything.
He forgot shots of the week when he's making it. We can skip shots of the week.
All minor, Morikawa's 6 irons from like 190 landing softly and just being 10 feet away from the pin.
I do know what my shot of the week would have been if I wasn't the dude wipes guy now. It didn't end up with him winning, but when Morikawa first took the lead, Troy Merritt had that putt from off the green. Like, this was like 5 seconds after
like
Morikawa.
An eagle putt,
Yeah, and putted it in from off the green to go back to retake the lead. I thought that was
Merritt also had a really long one on 18 on Saturday.
Yes, yep. Like eagle. Yes.
90-footer, something like that.
Very impressive.
I thought of mine. Normally I say just all of Rory's drives, but this week it's just all of Brooks' shots. Like how straight they were.
All of his shots. All of his drives.
Not even drives, just everything.
Yeah. I mean,
like even his wedges, they're just like lasers drop.
Even his putts, just all straight.
Yeah, putts, whatever. All straight. Just all his shots.
That guy can putt. Brooks can putt.
Yeah.
Dude wipes is too easy yet again. I pretty much just picked the guy that melts down. So I'll take Rory as dude wipes. So he needed him on Sunday. But you could also say that our tank boys on the weekend there, Cam Smith and
Cantlay.
Yeah. Saturday. Rom in general pooped himself.
Yeah.
So
Canley must have had issues with the lip injections he got.
It was probably a bee sting.
Oh, maybe.
Oh?
You didn't see those?
He's got big lips.
No, I didn't see those DSLs. Were they bigger than normal?
Oh, yeah.
Big time.
Like, maybe that's just him. I don't know if I've ever seen him up close and personally.
sometimes my wife, when she gets sunburn on her lips, they'll puff a bit. So maybe forgot to wear sunscreen lip balm.
He's got to do the whole head spray like Harv does.
No.
Closes his eyes and sprays his whole face. Yeah,
Harv in the parking lot before hot days. Yeah. Guys showering in.
Oh, yeah.
I was thinking I might just get one of those like buffs that you can like pull over your head and like pull up to here.
Yep.
Make like a.
Whose caddy has one of those?
I don't know.
There's a caddy on the PGA that wears one of those. Oh, it's Gligix.
His caddy has one of those. Professional fishing world, but I didn't know if it transferred to golf yet.
I'm almost positive it's Gligix caddy that has the
Smart
whatever
guy.
Whatever you want to call that.
Skin cancer is nothing to laugh at.
Nope.
Birthdays. Jordan Spieth turned 26. He's only 26.
I know. That's insane.
Did not relevant anymore.
Did they sing to him on the tee or anything? I didn't see that.
Nope. Mm. Fun tangent into baseball.
To relevant guys? Or?
Baseball tangent real quick here. Did you see Sunday Night Baseball? A-Rod, they brought him a... J-Lo brought A-Rod a birthday cake and no one ate it. And it was like the saddest birthday cake in the world. Did you see this?
I didn't see that.
It was like a Safeway store-bought cake that just said happy birthday on it.
Just plain
didn't say
white.
It didn't say happy birthday, A-Rod. It was like a plain white cake that said happy birthday. And no one ate it. And so a guy, like a media guy, took a picture of it after the game of just a cake with nothing taken out of it. So all the media guys ate it. I thought it was funny. Happy birthday, Jordan.
Should have thrown it in the player of the game's face during the post-game interview.
Yeah, that would have been
good. Smart.
Yeah.
And since this is a Borderline Wrestling pod, Triple H turned 50.
When I posted that, I could not believe that he's 50 already.
He's been around a long time.
I know. I mean, we're up there too.
His body's starting to show that he's 50. Like, he was always super jacked, but now he's like fit old guy jacked, which isn't the same.
No.
No.
Like, he's going to be Vince pretty soon.
Yeah. Well, Vince is huge still.
I know, but.
Huge.
Not as huge
he's
as
he's going to have that look to him soon.
Yeah. Favorite Vince moments when he tore his hamstrings running down to the Royal Rumble and had to sit in the corner and tell people what to do. I'll never forget that. Ever. All right, into the news? Before we get into the news, though, Harv's got an ad read here. As I mentioned in the opening, Drive the Green is now part of the Saskatchewan Podcast Network, and as part of that, we get to read these lovely ads for the title sponsor, Kinexus. Harv, take it away.
At Kinexus, their financial advisors will work with you to streamline your and organize your money, creating your own method for clearing up your finances. Cleaning up your finances. Let banking spark joy. Contact a Kinexus financial advisor today by calling 1-800-667-7477.
I mean, pretty good.
Generally
I
good.
Mean,
yeah.
The old RN... Tough one.
Like
old contact.
Yeah.
I'm sitting like 6 feet away from this thing.
Yeah, I forgot to bring the big screen for Harv's old contacts.
That reminds me of trivia night last Thursday at the local pub in Moose Jaw here. The question was, what's the second largest island in Europe? And we weren't sure if we wanted to put Iceland or Ireland. So I just made the R kind of look like
look
a C.
Look at this guy. And you got it.
We got it.
Did you get it wrong?
Well, no. We had it
did
right.
You get it wrong?
What was the right answer?
Iceland was second, yeah.
Hmm. Yeah.
So I just curled that bottom piece of the R a little bit.
Wow. Yeah. What a savvy little trivia game.
Isn't Greenland part of Europe?
No.
Hmm. Nope.
Fuck me, right? Let's get to the news.
Yeah.
Did you guys hear about that airline losing Ryan O'Toole's clubs on the flight over to the Evian Championship?
I heard it, but you got to say what happened.
And then, I mean, couldn't find him, but at least they asked her if she was willing to use rental clubs for the tournament.
Yeah, at least they did that, yeah.
Like, they probably would pay for the rental.
So. Think about it. If you're, like, if you're just a everyday flight attendant or customer service rep, you have no idea who's a professional athlete or not. You, like, that's a normal thing that you would ask. Oh, you lost your clubs? I guess we'll cover a rental set for you.
Yep.
Like, when you think about it, if I went to Mexico and I lost my clubs and I went to them, but like, hey, I need my clubs to play this week.
Yeah, they'd probably cover your rental set for sure.
Yeah, sure. What else do you need?
Maybe not United, though. They're pretty bad.
You know, from experience or?
Just what I see.
From what he's heard.
Yeah. Okay.
Twitter's a powerful vehicle.
Yeah.
For, I love those stories on Twitter of people just trashing airlines all the time. Yeah.
They're pretty good. Next, 2026 Ryder Cup is being played at Adair Manor in Ireland.
Place looks legit.
Yeah.
It's called the Augusta of Ireland. You don't get a nickname like that haphazardly.
No.
Yeah, I guess.
Looks like there's
still like what three Ryder Cups away.
It looks a little different than, you know, a traditional.
I don't think any Ryder Cup course is going to beat this last one in Paris.
Paris.
That was unbelievable.
Yeah,
Le National.
That might be the course I want to play most in the entire world after Augusta.
It's up there.
I think it might be ahead of it.
And it's because it's realistic to play, I would say. And it's not that much money. It's only like $300.
Mm-hmm. I paid more than that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, randomly, I think it might have been USD, but I saw that Cabot prices, it said in that Score Golf came out with their top public courses and stuff, and Cabot was on there. It said $285. I paid like $450 last year.
Ooh, they saw you coming.
Yeah, jeez.
Gotcha.
But I was thinking about this, like that Paris course, like what a way to like get like the wives on board with a trip.
Mm.
You want to go to Paris?
Yeah.
I'm golfing every day, but
by the way, we're playing a $400 round of golf.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Anyways, just keep that on the back burner.
I'll keep it in mind for sure.
That guy bet $150 on Shane Lowry to win the British Open. And cashed a big old check. Almost $16,000.
Pretty
like, how
impressive.
How are you betting on that?
100 times a bet.
Yeah, but still. Like, is that like someone who made a lot of bets, or?
I would think he's a guy who made at least 6 to 10 bets. Did or is he from Ireland?
I don't know. I just saw the ticket.
Did you see the guy that thought he was betting on Shane Lowry to win the U.S. Open and accidentally, or I guess not, well, it was accidentally, but he actually bet on him to win the British Open and then he won a bunch of money?
No.
Really?
Yes. Sorry to one-up your in the news there. But
that would be interesting.
We also picked him to win the U.S. Open.
Yeah, we did.
That's a good point. But it would be interesting if you bought that ticket and then you got super upset about it. And you're like, well, I guess I got to hold on to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he probably on the Monday after the U.S. Open was like, why is my bet not cleared off yet? Yeah,
exactly.
Well, I guess it's online. That's the best part about online gambling, though, is you never lose the ticket.
No.
True enough.
Was it one of you guys that asked me to bet on the Calgary Flames to win the Stanley Cup? It's Harv.
Yes,
and then I lost the ticket.
Good thing they didn't win.
And they finished first
in
the West.
I think you lost my Steelers bet, too.
I might have. It was in the same thing.
Yeah.
Well, that was a safe bet never to win.
Yeah. Well, Steelers aren't winning the Super Bowl anytime soon, so
we'll see.
The next point I got written down is just, holy moly.
I refuse to watch that show.
I thought you watched the first episode.
I watched the first 10 minutes of the first episode, and then I said, I ain't watching this anymore.
It's ridiculous. Yeah.
It's like I by no means mean to discredit Wipeout and MXC, but isn't it like I heard it's turning into like something like that, like if you miss a putt or something, you fall down a trapdoor.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, like that makes no sense.
Yeah, there's
and the costumes
is ridiculous.
The first episode I saw where they're all wearing costumes and stuff, I'm out.
And like Rob Riggle.
Rob Riggle makes it a little bit funny, at least.
Sort of, but also they're terrible putters. Like, these aren't good putters.
Yeah, they're
characters. I love last week's when those guys were reading the greens. they're all flat.
They're characters, though.
Yeah,
so
I guess
just actors.
So. But, like, and, like, the holy moly mountain or whatever the last thing is, like, it's, like.
I do want to watch some of it because I like Steph Curry and Rob Riggle, and I want to give them
Steph
some
Curry's
airtime.
In it for, like, 6 seconds every
he
episode.
He shows up and
gives them a jacket.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, then I'd feel less good about
actually,
it.
Actually, the one time he hit like a pitch shot into one of the putting greens
good
stuck
for
it
him.
Yes, somehow.
That was the episode I saw. He had to do their start of it or something like mm-hmm. that. Had to hit it into like a giant wheelbarrow.
But like the stupid distractions they do, like it's...
So no. I'm safe.
Bring
not
back
watching
MXC
it.
If you're going to do something like that.
What a great show MXC was.
Unbelievable.
Guy LaDouche.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We talk about this show way too much.
I love it. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Even Wipeout's funny.
Not as good.
There's no better thing on this planet than laughing at people's misfortunes. Like in games like that.
Falling and hurting themselves. Yeah. Sort
just,
of.
Yeah. Yeah, just like general headshots or scorpions. Nothing's better than a good scorpion fall.
Yes.
By an adult. Yeah. Kids, they don't even get hurt.
No. My daughter did a scorpion, her first scorpion last week. I mean, it was hilarious, but yeah, she just popped right back up.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Like
kept playing.
Wipeout, those big red balls when they jump on the big red balls and just scorpion themselves all over the map.
Yeah.
My favorite.
Okay, back to the news. Akshay Bhatia, who's 17 years old, has decided to forego college and turn pro this year. He's already in the Safeway Open.
Not a bad idea.
Not a bad idea at all. After seeing these other unbelievable young golfers.
I don't know. He played one pro tournament and stunk.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think it's going to pan out for him.
So he's on McKenzie Tour next year.
I don't know what he is. Hmm. Well, that was your foot.
Was. Yeah, you've been rubbing it for the last 10 minutes.
Anyways, Tony Romo's also in that tournament.
Yeah.
This year's
Safeway. He keeps getting into tournaments, eh?
I'm like, why? Like, if... Why?
Hoping for that made cut. I don't know.
Like, if you want to golf, like, just play on the whatever, Corn Ferry.
Play with Donnie Trump or something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I also wrote down here Shane Lowry's partying again this week, withdraws from the Wyndham Championship.
He's soaking it all in.
Like, he don't give a care at all.
No.
He just woke up. Oh, well, maybe. Yeah, probably, because this is...
It's no, like for it's a like week-long sleep, yeah.
It's like 7 a.m. Yeah. back in Europe, so he probably did just wake up. But.
Yeah. Like, it's different. Like, when, like, Europeans win the British Open, like, it's party time. Like, yeah. It's like... Think yeah. Brooks partied that hard when he won the U.S. Open?
No.
No, it's just...
Not at all.
It's like a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's the best.
Like, if or a Canadian like, won the Canadian Open, it'd be party time.
Or how...
I think.
Hockey players, like NHL players, when they win the Stanley Cup, it's like 3 months of partying.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, we just won the Stanley Cup.
But they have a break.
I know, but still.
No, I know.
Baseball players seem like a little bit different. But yeah, if they win, and it's specifically the Open.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, like if a European won the U.S. Open, it wouldn't be the same thing.
Yeah, or the Masters.
Yeah. Okay. But,
yeah, cool.
I wrote down here, Paula Kramer had a bit of a tough stretch at the old Evian Championship.
She came out firing on all cylinders, didn't she?
Yeah. 30 holes without a bogey, and then went bogey, 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 triple bogey.
Oof.
Quick 7 over in 5 holes.
Yeah. And, sorry, I don't want to make this sound bad, but one of the Koreans won that tournament, correct?
Yes, Jin Young Ko.
Gotcha.
Brooke was tied for 17th.
Yep.
There were several Koreans up there. At one point, they were the top 5, yep. I saw.
So they were, yep. Is Hank Haney right?
Not saying he's wrong, not saying he's right.
Nope.
You just can't
say it. It
was
just an observation.
Just can't say it.
Just can't say it. It's a guy who says some borderline things.
Since we're talking about the ladies' tour, friend of the pod, Anna Young, was playing a tournament in Tennessee this week and finished T8.
Nice. Big congrats, old check. Anna.
Yep. She had a big check. T8, working her way up to Symetra.
You could say that's a DTG bump.
You could. Played Riverside with her. Got her back on track.
Yep. What, she
just needed to whip. She just needed to whip confidence. A few whip a few kids.
Before embarrass a few guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Took home a nice, what?
I think it was like $700.
Orange Monopoly money bill.
$700, I think it was.
That's not bad.
Not bad at all.
Bernhard Langer.
Guy
all he does
wins.
Is win.
And fucks.
All he does is... He's DJ Probably. Khaled. Another one. All I do is win, win, win.
Yeah. This is his fourth time winning the Senior British Open, his 11th Insane. Senior major, and his 40th win on the Senior Tour.
Doesn't even make
That's
sense.
That's crazy.
Like, how long has he been playing for?
Didn't we just... Say happy birthday, like his 67th birthday, not too long ago? Or we just looked up how old he was.
Yeah.
Along with
yeah.
Nick Faldo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think, yeah, I don't know how long he can keep this up. But
that's the thing is, if you're him, I wonder if he actually wants to stink at some point here so he can just retire.
Ride off into the sunset. Yeah,
no.
But he just keeps on winning.
Not him.
Well, Ames said he's all business.
Yeah,
so.
He's, yeah. He was the least...
Like, I wonder how much money he's made on the Senior Tour. You got to check this.
I don't know if you can look that up. Can you?
Oh, do I get to Google it?
No, just... just look it up regularly, please.
I also like to know how many tournaments he won before the
senior tour. That's what I was going to say. Look up how much money he made on the regular tours and then how much he's because made on the senior tour.
I'll be able to find it.
Worldwide wins.
Yeah, just go to his PGA Tour
page. I got it right here.
I don't know if it'll be on there, though.
Yes, it will. You can click on the separate tours and see
he's on Wikipedia,
earnings.
The trustworthy source.
Yeah. Everything's on Wikipedia.
Mm-hmm.
PGA Champions win, 40. What were you looking for?
How much money he's made.
Oh, yeah. I don't know about that.
You're going to have to go to PGAtour.com.
I don't think so. Okay, you read the rest while I'm looking this up.
Other wins right there.
Yeah, that doesn't matter. I want to know how much money.
He wants to know the dollars.
Okay.
Well, I'll wait for the big one till you've looked this up. But the other one, the CEO of Callaway came out and defended Xander Schauffele.
Yeah.
And said that they had a bunch of drivers that do this. And Ping and TaylorMade also had drivers fail the test that week. And no one's talking about it.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. You're not going to believe this. Mostly because Bernhard played on the PGA back when the purses weren't this big. He made 235 of 320 cuts for $10.6 million on the PGA Tour. $10.6 million. He's made 27.9 on the Champions Tour and made every single cut. 245.
Yeah,
he's 245 of 245.
He played more on the Euro Tour.
Yeah, like before he went on the Senior Tour, he's made so much money on the European Tour.
Yeah.
He has 105 career victories.
There it is. Yeah, that's what I wanted to know.
40 on the Champions, 61 international.
Yeah, so he's probably made...
He only won
20 some on the Euro Tour.
He only won 3 on the PGA.
You could say he's the greatest of all time. He has 105 wins.
You could.
Doesn't what's his face have more?
No idea. Not worth looking up.
Snead?
Yeah.
No, he has 82.
82.
On the PGA Tour.
Yeah, I don't think he won much in Europe.
Guess we'll never know.
Wasn't even a thing back then, was it?
Guess we'll never know.
Last point I had was the big one, the 2019-2020 schedule change to the PGA Tour.
This is a big one.
This is a big one.
So they kind of move some things around. I feel a little bit bad because it's close to home. We'll talk about RBC Canadian Open first. They moved the Rocket Mortgage, which is in Michigan, to just before the Memorial, which is in Ohio. So grumblings are that guys are going to play the U.S. Open.
PGA.
The PGA. Then take a week off. Then play the two Ohio and Michigan tournaments. And then skip the Canadian Open for the U.S. Open.
Mm.
But there's a chance that they skip Rocket Mortgage, play a Memorial and Canadian Open. But that's 3 weeks in a row. Going to be tough.
The Canadian Open sandwich between the Memorial and the U.S. Open?
It was this year, too.
Yeah,
it was this year, too. But at the same time, guys played those 3 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
So are they going to play? They're not going to play four in a row.
I think.
So what one do you skip? Do you skip, if you play the PGA, do you skip the Rocket Mortgage or you skip Canadian Open because you're skipping one of those two?
I think half the field will do it.
Half the field will, or half the good guys will.
My thought is all those people played the Canadian Open this year and the U.S. Open was at Pebble Beach.
Yep. This year it's in Wingfoot.
Yes, which is not that far from Toronto. So
seems easy.
I mean, Rory's back,
and Ohio,
gotta think,
is not that far, or is the Memorial of Michigan, Ohio, Dublin, Ohio, right?
Yep.
That's not that far. So it's Ohio to Toronto to Wingfoot's in where, New York.
Ish.
Somewhere around the East Coast. Yeah.
Yeah. Nailed it.
The big thing that got screwed was the Irish Open.
The Irish Open got royally screwed.
But, I mean, we got DJ, we got Rory.
Yeah, they're going to be there.
Yeah.
And all the Canadians, you know, that's all that really matters.
But, like, the Irish is now the same week as the FedEx St. Jude.
Yeah.
So none of those big names are going to play the Irish Open before the British Open.
Yep. No.
The Olympics messed it all up.
Yeah. Fudged it.
Yep.
So there's a lot of, yeah, there's a lot of moving around. They added three tournaments. So they extended the schedule a little bit. Big winner was, what is it, the tournament? Sanderson Cock Trophy. Isn't at the same time as a WGC event this year.
Oh.
So Cock Trophy's worth a whole shebang.
Hmm.
Standalone tournament. So good for them.
Yep. Everyone wants that trophy.
Everyone wants
They've
that trophy.
Clamoring for
That's
it.
Why they did it.
Yep.
100%. The Rooster.
That's all I got for news.
That's all I got for news. One piece of news that I forgot. We'll talk about it in next week. But I am attending the Mackenzie Tour stop in Edmonton this week.
Oh, nice.
Taking the family up to Edmonton. Going to check that out. Maybe run into our friend of the pod, Jamie Sadlowski, while there.
Yeah. I saw he was posting pics of it already. Mm-hmm. So.
Ripping courtesy drives. Car.
And, yeah, so going to go up there. Maybe chat with the future of the tour. So
Jake Knapp.
Jake Knapp, Pendrith.
Take it all in.
A few others, yeah. So, yeah, that's what I'm, Paul Bargin.
Nice.
Yeah, so let's get into this week picks.
Pick recap.
Pick recap and this week's stop the Wyndham.
Great.
Little point of emphasis in the Wyndham. Mike Weir is playing on a sponsor's exemption. Right now, I think it's Dominic Bozzelli's the first alternate and Hearn. But Bozzelli's like 131 or 138 in the FedEx Cup. Needs this tournament to try to get his card for next year. Meanwhile, Mike Weir's playing in it. So it was a big thing on Twitter.
Yeah.
That Mike should just withdraw. He's like,
man's got to eat.
He's like 255 of 260 on FedEx Cup points this year.
Yeah.
And he's played in like 10 tournaments.
He's made a cut.
One.
Yeah.
Whatever. Pick recap.
Still love the guy.
WGC St. Jude. Myself, I had DJ 20th, Rory 4th, Matthew Wolf 24th for an average of 16 and the week win.
Woo-wee.
Bronell had Cantlay 12th, JT 12th, and what did you call him? Fuckboy?
I think that's what he called
Harding, 43rd.
Yeah.
For a 22 average.
He was up and down.
Cantlay sunk you.
Harding did too, but yeah, both of them.
And Matty B had Rahm 7th, Xander Schauffele 27th, and Danny Willett 48th. For a 27 average.
Damn it, Willett.
So did I beat Maddie?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, good.
But there was a second tournament, the Barracuda, where Maddie B had Roger Sloan for 7th. I had Kelly Kraft for a miscut, and Bronell had JDJ Rod for a miscut.
He was, like, bad, too. Like, he was minus 6, and I think...
I think right after you said he's back... Duval took him last week because he was back.
Duval and Weir were minus 7. And
JDJ Rose minus 6.
Yeah, he struggled. So the yearly update is Matty B 19, Harv 17, Bronell 9.
Not bad.
Yikes.
Double digits this week for me.
You hope. Yeah. There's only 4 tournaments left. If you don't get double digits, you don't get to pick next year.
Good.
Yeah, well,
but also
yeah, I'm not doing you a favor. Never mind.
But also, now that I know that a bunch of listeners are actually using my picks, I'm gonna actually next year.
What we should really do for one, maybe it as a punishment, is we just put every single name in the randomizer, in the top three. That's what he gets. Completely like our picks. Out.
I should do it one time just for funsies.
Yeah. No, I'm gonna start getting friends of the pod to make my picks for me. Then what?
Well, then they're not yours.
So?
Which is pretty easy
you won't
for
know.
Us to say.
You won't know.
And if they win, your name can't go on the trophy because Friends of the Pod pick.
You won't know that they're not my picks.
All right. So this week, because Harv and I both won a week last week, we've mutually agreed upon a pick system for the Wyndham. Before we get into it, Wyndham, there are 8 Canadians potentially playing. Because David Hearn is the second alternate. Actually, no, you have 8 listed there.
Yeah,
he's the 9th.
Yeah.
Because Weir's in.
All of them are playing.
All of them are playing with Hearn as the second alternate. So yep. You would think that 2 guys are pulling out, but depends who because everyone's playing for points now. This is the last one. Last shebang.
The tournament within the tournament again.
Yes. This is essentially the 5th playoff tournament. Fourth playoff tournament. Because you're playing to get inside the top 125.
Yeah.
Yep, so let's make picks.
All right, so the mutually agreed upon is it's snaking. So Harv's going to take first. I'll take second in the first round. You're third in every round because you stink. And then I will pick first in the second round. You will pick second, and then you get first in the
So now that we've laid that out, we'll just do our picks.
Correct. Okay. This is how they were picked.
Yep. So I'm going to take Webb Simpson.
Number one in the power rankings.
Guy loves this place. The perks of winning the week before. And then I will take William Horschel.
Webb Simpson's 9-for-9 with 7 top 11s
at this tournament. He's a good pick.
Yeah, he's always a good pick, but especially here.
Highly owned.
Yeah. And like
this is like home course, is it not?
William Horschel.
Billy's
and
back.
And then my last pick, I'm going Bronson Bregoon.
Ooh.
You saw his name on the leaderboard in Barracuda, and you just couldn't resist.
Couldn't resist.
He's got to have 2 good weeks, he says.
Yep.
Yep.
On mention name.
I gotta get a win here. Otherwise, we're looking at a tie.
You're going to have to win one the last
tie,
three.
One tie, we all tie.
I have to win the last 4.
But yeah, if you lose this week, it's really do or die time.
Well, then it's a tie. I'd have to run the table. There's only 4 tournaments left.
Yeah, you have to win all 4.
And I'd have to tank my picks so that...
I'm not worried about that.
I do not like my first pick, but I'm taking him anyways. Number 3 in the power rankings. I'm taking Lucas Glover. I think he's past being good this year, but we'll see. I think he was just hot early. And yeah, he's peaked.
He's been good all year.
Yep.
I'm going to take Sneds, number 2 in the power ranking. So I got 2 and 3. Harv's got 1 and 4. Two-time champ.
Those are losers.
Two-time champ.
Win a tournament, and then you win a week, and then you
keep in mind,
pick these high
I've
guys.
Won a bunch. I won like 5 of the last 7.
And I'm going back to the well with my 3rd. I'm taking Roger again.
Oof. Okay.
He's trending up. He's gotten higher every week.
21-15-7 his last 3 tournaments.
21-15-10-7.
Oh, right.
Yep.
Yeah, even better. Should be noted before you get to your picks, because I'm going to ruin your first one. You're complaining about 1, 2, 3, and 4 being picked. You had a chance to take one of them. You took 15th in the power rankings.
Yeah, because the guy is a machine.
Okay.
First pick. I'm pretty happy you're not playing the music right now. So.
Oh, shit. I had it queued up, too.
Yeah, hold on. Hold on.
I actually changed one of my picks during this pod, because you were talking about how good he's been lately.
Head casing.
So I was going to take Cam Smith, but I'm changing him to Patrick Reed because I don't care. And I'm taking Im, who's 15th in the power rankings. Guy is a machine, cut making machine. And 3rd pick, Matty B talked me into this one too. These are basically your picks. Jason Kokrak. Don't call me Kokrak.
I also said Sepp Straka too, but Kokrak, something about him.
He's peaked. Straka's peaked.
Jason, I always try to find value in my DK picks. Jason Kokrak is way too high for some reason in dollar amounts. Oh, yeah, sorry. Kokrak. He's way too high in DraftKings for some reason that I can't figure out. So you got to take, when you see that guy that randomly shouldn't be there, and you got to take him.
Webb must be like the most by a mile.
He's the most, yeah.
Like 20,000.
It should also be noted that you did end up switching to Patrick Reed, who's 5th in the power rankings.
Yeah. So that had nothing to do with it, though.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
This sparked a question that came to my mind. Who's the rookie of the year this year on the PGA Tour?
Yes.
Sungjae Im.
Yeah. It's between Im, Morikawa, and Wolf now, but it's still Im. Harv was trying to, because there was a write up in the power rankings that Im's now
being
pushed.
Where's Im on the FedEx Cup rankings?
He's getting pushed. He's getting pushed by these two guys, but I don't think it's close. Like, to me, Im leads the entire
the consistency
thing.
He's had is
he leads the entire PGA in red numbers.
Okay, what?
I'm going to it.
I just gotta see where he is.
Sungjae Im is
right there,
25th.
Okay,
yeah, he wins.
Okay,
he has 6 top tens.
Unless
a double winner.
Yeah, if Morikawa wins, or if one of Wolf or Morikawa get to
top 30
championship and Im doesn't.
Maybe. Well, in that case, they'd be higher in FedEx Cup points. So, yeah, there's an argument there.
And way less tournaments. Way less tournaments.
But the good news is they kind of got rid of a little bit of that top-heavy points
system. both those guys would basically have to win one of the playoff tournaments to get there, I would imagine.
Well, Morikawa not, because he's at 46 now. So okay, to get so top 30, doesn't need that much. But
he still needs a couple top 20s to get in there, probably.
Still him, still.
Mm.
He's leading the entire PGA Tour
in rounds under par.
Yeah.
He hasn't won.
What have you done for me lately?
Yeah.
All right, that wraps it
up.
Got
a point, but.
So, next week, I'm calling it right now. We will have an interview for you folks. Don't know who? We got a couple on the list. Maybe even Twazer if you want to throw him in the mix, if he needs that bump.
Phil's on the list?
Phil's on the list. But we will have an interview for you. I promised Anders Albertsen last week. Just didn't. We're right on the verge of having him for this week, but he might be on next week's show.
He had to get up at 5:30 tomorrow or something.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Yeah. We had to wake up early for, I don't know, his practice round or something. Couldn't stay up this late. The things we do.
Yep. Okay.
So anyway, that's it for this week. Hope everyone enjoys the Wyndham Championship. We'll be back next week to preview the playoffs and have an interview lined up for you. But until then, it's time to hit the clubhouse.
Inspiring.